I honestly don't even know where to start, but I'll try my best to be as accurate as possible. I may forget some details here and there, but all things considered, this should be okay. Anyways, my name is Darius, and I dreaded school. Who am I kidding? I still do. The daily, constant, same old routine was honestly driving me crazy. But the system we all live in requires us to attend these hellholes, so there's not much I can do about it. On the day of the incident, it was just another Groundhog Day in paradise. I was in history class when I heard this commotion coming from the hallway. At first, I thought it was just some kids messing around. That happens a lot here. But then, the noise got louder, and I could hear shouting and what sounded like, I don't know, scuffling? Our teacher, Mr. Ben, looked scared as hell. He went out to check, and when he came back, his face was white as a sheet. He told us to stay in the classroom and lock the door. That's when I knew this wasn't just some regular high school drama. We all rushed to the door window, trying to see what was happening. I couldn't see much, just a crowd of students running. Some were yelling, others looked scared out of their minds. My mind immediately jumped to the worst conclusions possible. Then we heard the sirens, police, ambulances, the whole nine yards. It was chaos, man. Total chaos. I texted my friend Marcus. He was supposed to be in the gym, and I needed to know if he was okay. No response. I tried calling, but it went straight to his voicemail. That's when I really started to freak out. Again, my mind was filled with all sorts of horrible thoughts. I just stood there wondering if he was hurt or something worse. About an hour had gone by. We were all stuck in the classroom, and no one knew what was going on. Several theories were put out. Someone said it must have been a fight. Others said maybe someone had a gun. All I knew was that my friend was out there, and I had no idea if he was safe. Finally, Mr. Ben came back with some information. He said there was a big fight, something about a jealous boyfriend. Three students got stabbed, and one was thrown down a long flight of stairs. My heart sank as Marcus immediately came to mind. I felt sick, man, really sick. I just sat there, staring at the door, praying he was okay. I don't remember exactly how much time had passed since Mr. Ben came back with that info. All I know is that the lockdown had finally lifted. The police had everything under control, but the school was a mess. We were all escorted out by the cops, and that's when I saw the aftermath. Blood on the floors, broken glass. It looked like a war zone. I was shaking as we walked past. All I could think about was finding Marcus. Outside, there were ambulances and police cars everywhere. Parents were crying, and students were huddled together. I started searching for Marcus, pushing through the crowd, calling his name. I must have looked crazy, but I didn't care. I needed to find my friend. Then I saw him, on a stretcher, being loaded into an ambulance. He was conscious, but he looked really bad. He had a neck brace on, and his face was all bruised. I ran over, and the paramedics let me talk to him for a second. He said he got caught up in the fight, and someone pushed him down the stairs. I couldn't believe it. My best friend, lying there because of some stupid high school drama. Over the next few days, I visited Marcus in the hospital. He was pretty banged up, but thankfully, nothing major. It turned out the whole fight started because a guy's girlfriend cheated on him with another student. And Marcus? He was just in the wrong place at the wrong time. It's crazy how things can spiral out of control like that. There was a heavy security presence on campus after that fight, which went on for a few weeks. I don't know the details regarding what happened to the people involved in the fight, but I heard it involved about 13 people, I do know that the person with the knife was arrested and is set to go on trial. Looking back, I'm just grateful no one died. It's a miracle, really. Marcus recovered, and so did the other students, but the scars are still there. Not just physical ones, but mental too. As you can imagine, this kind of madness didn't really help change my feelings about school. And I just hope we never have to go through something like that again. It's funny how some days start so normal, and then suddenly have you think you woke up in an alternate universe. So this happened on a Thursday at school, and we had a substitute teacher for English, Mr. Stiles. He was one of those cool, laid-back teachers who didn't seem to sweat the small stuff. Everyone liked him because he wasn't all strict and uptight like some of the regular teachers. That day, he decided we'd play some classroom game. Honestly, I can't even remember what it was about, but it sure beat reading Shakespeare or whatever. We were just getting into the game, laughing and having a good time, when the intercom crackled to life. It was the principal, and I'll never forget the sound of his voice. He sounded panicked, scared even, which was totally not like him. He announced a lockdown and said everyone needed to get inside a room and lock the door immediately. I remember looking around, seeing everyone's faces change from laughter to confusion, then to fear. We all knew about lockdown drills, but this felt like the real deal. Mr. Stiles tried to keep us cool and told us to get away from the windows and lock the door. He was trying to make light of it, joking that it was probably just some drill they forgot to tell us about. But his voice had this edge to it, like he was trying to convince himself as much as he was trying to convince us. We all huddled in a corner of the room, away from the door and windows, just waiting, listening. And then we heard this commotion coming from the hallways. It wasn't the usual sound of students messing around. This was different. It was like a mix of shouting and banging, and it was getting louder. I remember one of my friends. She was trying to text her brother, who was in another part of the school, trying to find out what was going on. But there was no response. Just then, the lockdown announcement came on again, this time telling us it was not a drill and to stay put. The thing is, our school, it wasn't exactly what you call high security. We didn't have cameras everywhere or anything fancy like that. So when we heard later what had happened, how this mentally unstable guy got in and attacked a security guard, it kind of made sense in a messed up way. No one knew how he got in, but he sure made his presence felt. It got scarier when we heard about what happened in the main office. The guy had gone in there and started assaulting the staff. We didn't know any of this at the time, of course. All we knew was that someone dangerous was in the school, and we were sitting ducks in our classroom. The atmosphere in the room was something I can't really describe. It was like everyone was holding their breath, trying not to make a sound. So as all this was going down, we all huddled in the corner of the classroom, trying to stay quiet. Mr. Stiles had turned off the lights, and it felt like we were just sitting in the dark forever. You could hear the slightest sounds, like someone's shallow breathing, or the faint sound of someone trying not to cry. It was tense, just waiting there, not knowing what was going to happen next. Then, it got real. We heard this guy running down the hallways, just screaming and yelling. It was like nothing I've ever heard before. The sound of his footsteps was erratic, and his shouts were filled with this rage and fear. It was terrifying. We could hear him banging on doors, shouting at people inside. I remember thinking, please don't let him come to our door. But then, he did. The banging on our classroom door was so loud, I swear I felt the floor vibrate. He was yelling something about everyone going to die, and at the same time, he was begging for help, saying the government was trying to kill him. It was just this complete breakdown of sanity. Mr. Styles was at the front. His body language was tense, like he was ready to do whatever he had to do to keep us safe. This whack job was out there screaming, yelling, and banging on lockers and doors for a while. But then, suddenly, it stopped. We didn't know if he had left or if he was just waiting outside. Nobody dared to move. We just stayed there, silent, listening for any sign of what was happening. Eventually, we heard sirens, and then, after what seemed like forever, the sound of police in the hallways. Mr. Styles told everyone to stay where they are and to remain quiet. I can't remember how much time had passed exactly, but eventually, the lockdown was lifted. It was only then that Mr. Styles cautiously went to the door and peered out. Police officers were out in the hall, and he let them in. They told us it was safe, that the guy had been found hiding in the school basement. They said he was unarmed, just completely unhinged. I remember feeling this huge wave of relief, but also this kind of numb shock. Looking back, that was definitely the most insane moment of my life. Thankfully, no one was hurt, which is what you hope for in situations like this. Hey, I'm Nina, and I wanted to tell you about this insane lockdown incident we had at my high school. So it was just a regular day, and everyone was bored out of their minds as usual, just waiting for the bell. I was in biology, doodling in my notebook, half listening to the teacher talk about cell division or something. The guy next to me was trying to sneak a text under his desk. Typical stuff. Then, out of nowhere, there was this loud crash. A bullet, like an actual bullet, smashed right through our classroom window. Glass went everywhere. We all hit the floor, scared out of our minds. I thought it was some kind of prank or a science experiment gone wrong, until we heard more gunshots. That's when it hit me. This was real, and it was happening right now. Our teacher, Mr. Silverstein, was super quick. He locked the door, turned off the lights, and told us to stay down and quiet. I couldn't believe this was actually happening. We heard sirens in the distance. I looked around at my classmates' faces. Everyone was freaked out. Some were even crying. We started hearing about what was happening through texts and stuff. Turns out, this woman from the neighborhood, who's always been kind of a troublemaker, was shooting at the school. I couldn't believe it. She's been a nuisance before, yelling at students, causing scenes, but shooting at us? That was crossing the line. The whole school was in lockdown, and we got bits and pieces of information. Bullets had hit several classrooms, and we heard that a math teacher, Mrs. Allen, got shot in the shoulder. I couldn't even process it all. It was like my brain had stopped working properly. I was scared for Mrs. Allen, for all of us. The thought that we were stuck in our classroom waiting for something to happen was terrifying. We stayed on the floor for a long time. I remember staring at the ceiling, trying to make sense of what was happening. The biology posters on the walls, the broken window with its curtain flapping in the breeze. It was unreal. I kept thinking about my family, my little brother, wondering if they knew I was okay. That helplessness, not knowing what could happen next, it was the worst feeling ever. I remember the sound of helicopters overhead and more sirens. It was like the whole world was converging around our school. We got updates from friends in other classes. Everyone was just as scared and confused. Then, the news came that the woman had surrendered to the police. I felt relieved, but it wasn't over yet. The cops had to clear the building to make sure it was safe. We were still stuck in that classroom, not knowing if there were more shooters or what was going on outside. It's crazy how your mind starts imagining the worst in situations like that. Finally, after what felt like a life sentence, the police came to our classroom. They had us line up, hands on our heads, and walked us out. The halls were eerily quiet, like a ghost town. I saw bullet holes in the walls, shattered glass, and it just hit me how close we'd come to, you know what, I don't even want to think about it. Outside, it was chaos. Parents were there, crying, hugging their kids. I saw Mrs. Allen being taken into an ambulance. She looked pale, but she was alive, thank God. I found my mom in the crowd. We just hugged for the longest time, not saying anything. I could tell she'd been crying, though, and I had never been so happy to see her. After that, everyone started making their way off the property. My mom and I went straight home. My dad was away for a work trip, but I remember him breaking down on the phone when I told him the story. School was canceled for a few days. Everyone was talking about it, trying to make sense of it, but you can't really make sense of something so senseless. Later, we found out Mrs. Allen was okay. She'd make a full recovery. Tomorrow isn't promised to anyone. That truth has been on my mind every day since the lockdown incident. It makes you appreciate the boring days, the normal stuff, because you never know what can happen. You ever wonder how you would react in a real crisis? I don't mean like you got a flat tire, but a full-blown, adrenaline-pumping, life-or-death situation. Well, 2 months ago, I found out firsthand. And trust me, I learned what I was really made of. My name's Terry, and I'm a senior in high school. Up until that day, my biggest worry was about passing my finals and looking forward to post-graduation. I have plans. College applications were already sent out, and I'm hoping to major in computer science. But all of that felt like it was coming to a sudden end. That Tuesday morning was just as thrilling as every other Tuesday before it. I mean that in the most sarcastic way possible. The bell for the end of second period had just rung. I decided to use the bathroom before heading to my next class. Little did I know that this decision would place me at the center of one of the most terrifying experiences of my life. It was just me and two other dudes in there. Strangers, really. They were juniors, and I had seen them around, but we never had a reason to speak to one another. Then, out of nowhere, we heard gunshots. They were loud, unmistakable, and seemingly just down the hall. I'm pretty sure in that moment, our bathroom was the quietest place on earth. However, the silence didn't last long. Immediately after, the halls were filled with students and staff in full-blown panic. The three of us locked eyes and pretty much told each other telepathically that we were staying put. There was no way either of us were leaving that room. But the reality of our situation quickly sank in. We were trapped. The school's lockdown protocol meant all the classrooms were locked from the inside, leaving us stranded in the bathroom. The fear was unreal. We huddled together in the farthest stall, trying to make ourselves as small as possible. In that moment, we didn't care how weird it was. We just knew we had to stick together. We whispered about what to do, but none of us really knew. We were just high school kids, unprepared and scared out of our minds. Time passed. I'm not sure how much, because in that moment, it felt like we were frozen in an endless loop of fear. We barely moved, barely breathed, trying to stay as quiet as possible. The uncertainty was the worst part. We had no way of knowing what was happening outside that door. Was the shooter coming our way? Were the police here yet? The fact that we had no answer to any of those questions only intensified our level of fear. During that time, we started to talk quietly, sharing our names, our hobbies, and our hopes for the future, assuming we had one. It was a strange sort of bonding, born out of a shared terror. I learned that one of the guys, Shane, had a brother in the school, and he was silently freaking out about his safety. The other, Jamal, mentioned how his cousin in a different school had an active shooter a few weeks prior. So this situation in our school only added to his level of dread. Since the initial gunshots, we hadn't heard any more. I honestly didn't really know how to interpret that though. Like, did he run out of bullets? Did he already finish the job? Was he somehow taken out? I literally had so many questions flooding my mind, it was crazy. But then, finally, we started to hear the commanding voices of men. We could hear them moving together in formation and yelling, "Clear!" after every few seconds. It was the SWAT team. They finally kicked in the bathroom door and asked if anyone was in the room. I quickly yelled out yes and that there are three of us in the last stall. They then made their way over to the stall and asked us to slowly open the stall door. The relief was indescribable. We were escorted out with our hands raised. Everyone was then led outside, and that's where we remained until the building was officially deemed safe. But at that point, the media was in full swing, and horrified parents were there in droves. In the days that followed, the whole story came out. No one was injured or killed, thankfully. It turned out that a sophomore student named Clay had been the one with the gun. He had taken his English class hostage, firing warning shots, which are the very shots the boys and I heard in the bathroom. Clay had been a victim of relentless cyberbullying, and this was his breaking point. It was a cry for help, a desperate and dangerous act, but thankfully, it didn't end in tragedy. The SWAT team intervened like some badass superheroes. They entered the building with full force, but it was a hostage negotiator who ultimately talked Clay into surrendering. The SWAT team was able to apprehend him without so much of a fight, which is a miracle in its own. You know, thinking back on all this, I'm filled with a mix of emotions. Gratitude for the quick response of the police and the safety of everyone involved. Anger at the circumstances that led a young student to feel so hopeless. And sadness for the sheer terror we all felt and the lasting scars it would leave on our school community. I would like to think that something this tragic would make us students more mindful on how we treat others. But let's be real here. The world can be a cold, dark place. Not everyone has a good heart. The school has ramped up its efforts to address bullying and mental health issues, but it's clear that this is a problem bigger than one institution can fix. 50 Cent once said, "Joy wouldn't feel so good if it wasn't for pain." That quote hits different when you've lived a life like mine, especially reflecting on the most nightmare-inducing moment during my junior year of high school. For the sake of privacy, let's just say my name is Jaden. I grew up in a city where the sound of sirens was so common as birds chirping in the morning. My upbringing was rough, not just because of the neighborhood, but also due to the struggles at home. My mom worked two jobs just to keep us afloat, and my dad, well, he was out of the picture early on. School was supposed to be my escape, my path to something better. My first 2 years of high school were as wild as it could be, and junior year followed the same pattern. Fights would break out before the bell even rang, the smell of weed lingering in the air, not to mention all the offshoot gangs populating the school. It seemed like everyone wanted to be a gangbanger, but not everyone was about that life. There were those of us who wanted to escape the hellhole so bad, and we knew that the only way to do that was through education. Anyways, I remember that school year, there was a tension you could feel in the air, like the calm before a storm. My city was home to rival gangs, and while their presence wasn't a secret, I never knew just how close to home their conflict would come. I always tried to keep my head down and just focus on my studies. Trouble was something I did my best to avoid. I had big dreams, dreams that didn't include getting caught up in the streets. As the school year went on, the whispers of gang tensions grew louder. Like I mentioned earlier, my school was full of wannabe gangsters. But you did have several that were legitimately gang affiliated. Rumors were making their rounds of fights and territory disputes, but none of that was my business. Again, never in a million years did it ever cross my mind that the streets would make its way into my school. My best friend and I, let's call him Marcus, would joke about how our biggest worry was passing Miss Johnson's algebra test, not dodging bullets. 2 months before the school year was set to end, the atmosphere changed. It was one of those things where you just knew something was about to go down. And sure enough, that day finally came. By second period, rumors started to circulate about a massive fight brewing outside the school grounds. No one I was affiliated with knew the exact details, but rumors were that both the local gangs in our city were about to go to war. I remember I was in history class when the school alarm started going off. Then, the principal came on and said we're going on lockdown. I don't know why, but I honestly didn't believe it at first and just assumed it was a drill. But then, my teacher quickly locked the door and instructed us to huddle in the corner of the room. That's when it finally dawned on me that this actually might not be a drill. Right after that, I started thinking about the rumors. The fear was unlike anything I had ever felt. We didn't know the cause of the lockdown in that moment, but later we found out. Basically, the war between both gangs had begun. Their fight eventually ended up spilling over onto school property. And as expected, gunshots started ringing out. A few stray bullets actually busted through our class windows. That's when we all dropped to the floor and took cover. The reality of our situation sank in as we lay there in silence, waiting for any sign of safety or danger. I remember praying that we make it out of this alive. The teacher tried to keep us calm, but the fear in her eyes was unmistakable. None of us deserved to be in a situation like that. It was in that moment, surrounded by my classmates, that I realized how fragile life could be. We were just kids, caught in the crossfire of a war we had no part in. Word eventually got to us, not through any official announcement, but through updates from students who were texting friends in other parts of the building. The fight had not only made its way onto school grounds, but had erupted into a full-blown brawl right in our hallways. Gang members from both sides had breached the school security trying to escape, but eventually continued their fight inside. Some students, caught up in the moment, or perhaps feeling a misguided sense of loyalty, had joined in. It's almost like our lockdown protocol didn't even exist to these knuckleheads. I found out after the fact that my best friend Marcus, who had always been like a brother to me, was among those who got involved. His cousin, affiliated with one of the gangs, had been one of the individuals who fled into the school. Out of a sense of family duty, Marcus had jumped in to help. The details were sketchy, but basically, Marcus got hurt real bad. He became a victim of the violence he had tried to escape in the streets. One of the students in my class actually found a live stream of the brawl. Some idiot was out there actually streaming the whole thing from his phone. However, it did give us eyes on the outside, so we were able to see what came next. The situation escalated until the police arrived. SWAT teams and a flood of police officers swarmed the campus. It was literally a sea of police. At that point, the live stream ended. After some time had passed, officers made their way to our class and let us know we were safe. Once law enforcement was able to clear the surrounding area around our school, we were escorted out of the building. As we passed through the hallways, I saw the carnage left behind. Bloodstains, shattered glass, and discarded weapons painted a picture of the horror that took place. The news later reported several injuries, including a student who was shot. Miraculously, it wasn't fatal, and they expected a full recovery. The community was in shock, struggling to make sense of how a place of learning had turned into a battleground. Reflecting on that day, the words of 50 Cent resonate even more. I saw firsthand the pain and fear that violence brings, but it also made me seek joy through a different path. Some people are just out of their damn mind. I've had quite a few run-ins with a few scumbags throughout my career, but the guy in my story takes the cake. I'm Travis, by the way. I've been a security guard at the local high school for over 5 years now. You could say I've seen a lot during my time here, but nothing compares to what went down 3 years ago. A bit about myself first. I'm in my mid-40s, and life hasn't always been kind to me. I grew up in the sort of neighborhood where the police refused to come through. But I made it out, turned my life around, and ended up here, watching over these kids. They've kind of become like a second family to me. I know most of the staff by name, and a lot of the students look up to me. It's a responsibility I don't take lightly. It was just before noon, and I was doing my usual rounds through the halls. During my tours, I would peek into a few classes to make sure certain kids were in there. Some of these young cats look up to me like a father. And so, as a father, I make sure my kids are in school, learning. I know all the hiding spots too, so there ain't no way they're pulling a fast one on me. After seeing all my kids were in class, I was closing in to the end of my tour, and that's when I spotted him. This guy, peering through the window of a room that's rarely used, definitely caught my attention. Something about him just didn't sit right with me. He didn't look like trouble at first glance. As a matter of fact, he was dressed like any other teacher, but the nervous energy he gave off was a red flag for me. I approached him casually. "How you doing, sir? You need any help?" His reaction was immediate, like a deer caught in headlights. He mumbled something about being fine and tried to walk away, but something in my gut told me this wasn't right. "Hold on a sec now," I said, trying to sound friendly while blocking his path. "I haven't seen you around before, so I just want to introduce myself." That's when things took a turn for the worse. Without warning, he swung at me and punched me right in the temple. I hit the ground, and by the time I got back on my feet, he was sprinting away. I was disoriented, and my vision was blurred. Shaken, I grabbed my radio and called it in. "We have an intruder," I reported, my speech slightly slurred. Within seconds, the school was on lockdown. It's a procedure we've practiced countless times, but praying we would never have to use it. Thankfully, the halls weren't so busy since classes were in session. But the remaining students and staff that I saw began to scramble to the nearest classroom for safety. My heart was racing, not just from the confrontation, but from the sudden shift in atmosphere. I consider this school like my home, and this whole situation felt like a home invasion to me. After gathering my bearings, I took a deep breath and began my pursuit. I was tasked with finding this guy before he could do any harm. With the police on their way, I started my search, checking every possible hiding spot I could think of. I ain't gonna lie to you, man. Going down those empty halls in that complete silence scared the hell out of me. But it was a race against time, and I couldn't let this man get away. I remember growing frustrated as time went on. Every corner turned, every door opened, added to the tension. Like I said, this school is like a home to me, and I know the layout of this building like the back of my hand. But let me tell you, this place felt like it turned into a damn maze. I had a huge responsibility on my shoulders as well. These kids, the staff, they were all depending on me to keep them safe. I couldn't let them down. Finally, after God knows how long, the police arrived. I was so happy and beyond grateful to see them. We coordinated our efforts, dividing the school into sections to search more efficiently. It seemed like this damn intruder had vanished into thin air, but I had faith we would catch him. It was a game of cat and mouse, and the stakes couldn't have been higher. I had no idea if this man was armed or not, so time was of the essence. As we scoured the school, I couldn't help but think about the man we were on the hunt for. What was his intention? Why attack me and then run? None of it made any damn sense. So many different possibilities and explanations ran through my mind during those moments. But then, we got the news I was hoping to hear. One of the officers radioed in that they had found someone hiding in a supply room. My heart started racing as I made my way there, hoping this nightmare would finally be over. The tension was thick, but we prepared to confront him. The takedown was quick but intense. The man, cornered and desperate, fought back like some wild animal. But he was no match for the boys in blue. Within moments, he was in handcuffs. I remember feeling total relief, mixed with a surge of adrenaline. We had caught him, but so many questions remained. Who was he? What had brought him here? Well, later, I found out that the man turned out to be an outsider with no connections to the school. This fool thought we had some valuable item hidden in the room I caught him peeking into. His plan to sneak in, disguised as a teacher, and retrieve the supposed treasure was based purely on lies. Thankfully, he did say that he had no intention of hurting any students and that he attacked me out of desperation. I'm just glad no students or staff were hurt during the incident, and life at the school returned to normal shortly after. On a positive note, the school ended up hiring a few more security guards, so if anything else like this were to happen again, I'll have backup.